Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood news and gossip.
Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay. All right. Hey, what are you doing?
No, I'm exhausted. It's the heat.
What?
Everybody's tired. It's the heat, Jamie White.
Can I read you something that's so sweet?
Please do. I'll take a nap.
I love people's honesty on Textnado. By the way, our Textnado, you can always text us at 51059. I'm an overweight 49-year-old woman. I rarely ever ride my bike, except for today on bike to work day. I always participate, and I'm not really sure why.
That is a puzzler.
It's crazy,
isn't it? Really it? Is. Just by the way you started the statement with the overweight 49-year-old, yeah. Never ride a bike except for bike to work day. Not sure why. Yeah, I'm puzzled too.
But good for you for doing it. Yeah. You should probably, you know, if you know that you're overweight 49-year-old woman, maybe you should ride it some more.
Yeah.
And I can good for you.
Publicly say that I'm an overweight guy and I never ride my bike. Not even on bike to work day.
Well, you did try that one day, and then you pushed it home.
Yeah. Well, I fell off.
The funniest story.
I fell off one day, and I had to push the bike home.
Yeah. Sad. It's just sad. Yeah. Oh, well.
I couldn't get my foot down in time. Mm. I hadn't ridden a bike in a long time.
Yeah.
So I kind of forgot.
Hey, that guy that I wanted to win.
Who won?
Stapleton, remember?
Stapleton, yeah.
Remember the lie? They called him a liar and reckless?
Yeah.
I was like, anybody that calls somebody a liar and reckless, he's my guy.
Well, that's what it takes to win.
It does.
In politics, you have to be a liar. You got to be reckless. And you win.
And so we did. So I'm happy about that.
I don't think he's going to win the governor, though.
No?
No, I don't think so. You know, it's a Democrat state, right?
What is he?
He's a Republican.
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah, he's a Republican.
I just know he's a liar and reckless.
And the other guy, Jared Polis, by the way, openly gay.
I didn't know that.
We're about to have the first gay governor, if he wins.
That's fantastic.
Openly gay governor in the country, I think.
I didn't know that.
Well, I got all the facts.
You really do.
I follow the election.
That's fantastic. Yeah. What about the primary U.S. House District 5? What about that?
What about that one?
Who won?
The Democrat and a Republican.
Wait, what?
Well, the big election, all this was primaries.
I know, but you don't really know all about it at all.
I know exactly where it's at.
You're even telling me you're like, I haven't even heard half this crap.
District 4 runs right through the canyon near Idaho Springs. Look, Jamie, nobody else knows either.
I can just say whatever I want.
District 5 runs along Longmont over to Greeley.
Is there a canyon along Idaho Springs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't you know?
I'm in North Dakota and Minnesota now. Oh, yeah.
Apparently. Oh, God.
Do you know any of the districts? I don't even know what district I live in.
Yeah, I know Johnston and Lynn. Johnston beat Lynn. That's sad. And then that Regatta.
No. Do you know?
Regatta beat Rayo.
When they say District 5, do you know where District 5 is? Nobody knows.
Yes! It runs right along the canyon in Idaho Springs.
No, that's 4. Five was Longmont to Greeley.
Oh, sorry.
We are your election station.
We are. Come here
for the updates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know where District 5 is.
Sean walks in this morning.
Yeah, I
know. And he hands Jamie and I.
8 pages.
I swear. It's 8 pages of election results, all highlighted with Democrats, the reporting stations, 92% reporting. We basically.
We're like, Sean, really?
Like, dude, what are you doing? You wasted a bunch of time this morning on these 8 pages.
You obviously don't know us.
You don't know.
Do you not know this show?
Just in case, you know, you guys were really vested in this primary election. I just wanted to make sure you had what was going on.
You don't even know us anymore. So sad. All right, anyway.
Crazy.
I have a really sad story for you guys.
Oh.
This is really sad. They just announced that Annabelle Bolin has Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's awful.
Yeah, now her husband, Pat
yeah, mm-hmm.
the owner of the Denver Broncos.
Correct.
He's been sick for quite a while.
Right.
And I guess he's in really bad shape.
Right.
And now for the announcement of her.
That's awful.
Wow.
Gosh. That Alzheimer's, they got to figure that crap out.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I wish.
I know. I mean.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. There's a lot of things you need to figure out. You know, Alzheimer's, cancer, there's a ton.
But, I mean, this is like, my girlfriend has, her dad has Alzheimer's, and they have to put a lock, like, really high up where you have to put, I mean, it's kind of a fire danger, honestly, because they have to lock him inside their house because he'll just leave. And then he'll just sit there, and he'll be like, who are you? Why are you here?
Yeah.
And he gets really mad at her. He doesn't know who she is, and why is she in the house? It's really awful. And sometimes he becomes violent.
Well, and the thing, and look, I don't want to be insensitive in any way whatsoever, but one of the curses of Alzheimer's is you live a long time.
Ugh,
you
so
know?
Sad.
And so, but you live with a disease that is so debilitating for such a long period of time, it makes it even more torture.
Yeah, it's really sad. So that's so sad that Annabelle Bolin, again, they've just announced this morning that she has Alzheimer's. And her husband, Pat, obviously has it too. All right. Let's see here. Instagram just started a new thing where you can video chat with people. Did you see that?
I did see it.
Instagram has a new secret video chat. It's not secret. That's a lie. But it has a thing where you can privately chat with one person or four people all at the same time. That's kind of cool. Having four people all on there at the same time is kind of fun.
I guess. I'll never use it, but.
You don't think that you and me and Sean could have like a live video chat?
I mean, we don't even know how to work the Instagram.
But I'm saying,
I mean, I know how to work it. I take that back.
But I'm saying that's
but
cool.
I don't like it that much. I'm not going to use it.
It's like a conference call, but only video wise.
I like it.
Let's see here. Wynonna Judd's daughter, 22 years old. Wynonna Judd has this daughter with her first husband, and this girl's a mess. She's just a mess. 22 years old. She's just received 8 years in prison. Apparently, she is somebody that likes to manufacture meth, deliver meth, and sell meth. And they were like, hey, you can't do all that. So she said, oh, sorry. And so what she did is she went to a court-ordered drug rehab center. Well, then she busted out. And then she started selling meth again.
She made a run for it. I told you the story. A guy that I know that made a run for it in a boat.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Remember my story?
Yeah, I do.
At the rehab facility, talked a guy out of his boat.
But we decided he didn't talk a guy out of his
boat. I don't know how it occurred.
I know a guy didn't stand on the shore while he drove away in his boat.
And then he rode. He rode across the lake, and boom, gone.
It's crazy. Yeah, so she's getting freak, man. 8 years in prison.
You know, the rehab facilities, they can't hold you.
Oh, they can't?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Against your will. If you want to leave, you're the door's open. Go.
Even if it's court-ordered?
No, you're just breaking the violation of the court. The facility themselves, they don't have you locked down. You're not, you know, you don't have an ankle bracelet on or anything of that nature. Hmm. You just violate your... Somebody at the facility will turn you into the court.
Well, they did that, and then they found her, and she was making some more meth, so that's why she's going away for a while. And by the way, you know, what's his name? Oh, Farrah Fawcett's son, Red, or what's his name?
Redman,
yeah. He just said, you know, he's in bad trouble. He's going away forever because he stabbed somebody at a liquor store. He was just a mess.
Robbery.
Redman O'Neill, he says that it's all because of his mom and dad. He said he never wanted this kind of attention. He never wanted fame. He just wanted to be a regular kid. And so it's all their fault. So maybe there's something to be said about these kids. These celebrity kids, you know?
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't. But it seems like they're all on drugs and stuff.
But you would think at some point, I mean, Redman, okay, he got in trouble several times when he was younger. The guy's in his 30s. At some point, you got to grow up and own it. Okay, I understand if you're 15, 16, maybe even 18, 19 years old, and you're harboring all these things from your parents and whatever, but you've been popped now 7 or 8 times, and you're looking at major time in the penitentiary. You got to own it at 35.
But remember, I don't know, I think he had a crappy life with his dad. Remember, Tatum O'Neill, she said that her and her dad did drugs together.
Well, keep blaming your parents and you'll stay in jail.
Well, if you do drugs with your dad, something's going to happen.
But again, at some point, you have to realize there are consequences.
Catherine Heigl apologizes for the cemetery picture. Is this still a thing? Now we have the audio. Okay, so here she is apologizing for the pictures.
Hey, everybody. So I'm in the car driving home from my family time in Buffalo, and I noticed on my Instagram page that the post I posted earlier was getting a lot of reaction, and I realized you guys are right, and that was not appropriate and was disrespectful, and I've taken it down. It's kind of a heavy thing to go and visit my loved ones' graves, and I decided to try to find some moments of levity and humor and didn't realize how inappropriate I was being. So I deeply apologize.
Social media is trouble.
Woo!
Man, everybody has to apologize.
By the way, on our Facebook reviews, we got up a little notch.
What do you mean?
Thank you, by the way, for all of you that in our Facebook reviews. Well, remember that those girls, they all organized against me, and they all gave me ones. Us ones, not you, because they like you, but they gave me a one, but you're part of
I'm
us.
I'm attached.
Yes.
You bring me down, too.
I know. So we got all these ones because these girls organized with our Facebook reviews, and they brought us down to a 4.1.
Yeah.
I mean, about 1,000 people it took, but they got us, I think, to a 4.2.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Very cool.
Sean, right? We're up to 4.2?
4.2 and strong.
Woo! Oh, got to be trending up then.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And it took all those people. I can't believe it takes that many people to say nice things to get a little...
Well, we'll take more.
Yeah.
If you can give us a 5-star rating on Facebook, we'd appreciate it. Yes. And you don't have to like us. Just give us the stars.
Just lie.
That's all we want.
Just to get rid of all those ones from those evil women that went against me.
And granted, Jamie and I will admit, we don't give you a 5-star show every day.
But dang it, we try.
There's been a few twos and threes in there.
Hey, look, two more bicyclists. Oh, bicyclist? What? Those are bicyclists. It's my new word, bicyclist. Do you see the two bicyclists?
Yeah, I see two.
Two. Because it's bike to work today.
Yeah, I don't see like you know, when I think of bike to work and it being successful, I think of some of the pictures out of like China? Where you got 100,000 bikers on the street.
More bicyclists.
That's when it works.
Look at all those bicyclists.
Let them go. Jamie, look at them. They live a block away.
It doesn't matter. They're biking to work. You said nobody does it. We have proof they do. Bicyclist. God, going slow. You can tell they're not used to it. They're a little tired. But see, and then the 49-year-old overweight woman, she does it too. Mm. It's a thing. It is a thing. Go, girls and boys, go. All right, anyway. Did you see? Oh, well, let me read two more stories that are important, and then I'll go. First of all, Farrah Fawcett. Oh, my God. Not Farrah Fawcett. She reminds me of Farrah Fawcett. What's her name?
Well, Farrah's dead.
I know.
Did you know? Can I bring, since you brought up the Farrah Fawcett, you're going to Heather Locklear probably, right?
Yeah.
Farrah Fawcett, do you realize that it was 9 years ago this week, Farrah Fawcett, do you know she died like within a day or so of Michael Jackson? I didn't even realize that. Did you?
I didn't, no.
Yeah. She got lost in the shuffle. Her, I think it was, let's see, there were three. Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson, and Ed McMahon, all within 3 days, I think.
Are you sure?
9 years ago this week.
Are you sure?
Ed McMahon.
Are you sure?
I know my deaths.
I don't think that's right.
Ed McMahon, I think he died on 2 days before Michael Jackson.
I think you're wrong.
And I think Michael Jackson died a couple of days later.
I disagree adamantly.
And then Farrah Fawcett.
Totally wrong.
And Farrah Fawcett, I think, completely got, well, I don't want to say got buried.
Huh?
It's the wrong word.
I watched her documentary. It was awful. It was so sad.
Really?
Yeah, she did a whole documentary. She was doing this crazy medicine and flying to wherever she was flying, where just to try anything. Oh, my God. And you just watched her die in this documentary. It was awful. It was absolutely awful. Ugh. Hated it.
All right. Heather Locklear.
Yeah.
Farrah Fawcett and Michael actually died on the same day.
Ah!
See, and then
Ed McMahon died 2 days earlier.
Same day.
2 days earlier. Yeah, Ed McMahon was 2 days earlier.
Yep.
I knew they were really closer, but she got completely lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Michael Jackson. Right. Come on.
Ed McMahon gave my boyfriend a cookie jar of Santa, and my boyfriend was Jewish.
Well, Santa isn't necessarily
Christian. Yes, he is.
No, it's not.
Yes, he is.
He's just Santa Claus.
Yeah, he's a Christian.
No, you're missing the point. It's not like it's a manger. It's not associated with a church.
Trust me. They don't do Santa, okay? Trust me.
I know plenty of people that are Jewish that do Santa Claus.
You will fight about anything. Anything today. Ah! Okay, anyway. My final story is about Heather Locklear. Her family hopes to keep her hospitalized for 30 days after her latest arrest. Heather Locklear's family is hoping to keep her hospitalized for up to 30 days, hoping she'll get some help. They want to put her on a 5250 hold, which would ensure she would be hospitalized for 14 days and possibly longer. One source says she needs enough time to detox and undergo an evaluation. She initially agreed to get help again, but hours later, she broke out. And then she had to get 911 help. Bottom line, Heather Locklear's family hopes she stops the madness. And it's for good this time.
I can't believe she's not going to jail for a long period of time for attacking these police officers the way she has over the last...
I know. Every time she gets out. Every time.
All right, once you're choking your mom, isn't that attempted murder?
But it should be. Damn, Daniel. All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.